Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, December 16, 2018. I'm Atef Erfani.
And I'm Mehran Darakhshande.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Our interview this week is with one of our regular listeners in India. He is Aniruddha Pimpalkare, who lives in the city of Pune in India. And you can listen to the interview later on in our program. Time for a short break. We'll be back in a tick.
This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us.
And many of you have sent in reception reports this week. I can mention Carol Naff from India, Richard Cook from Britain, and Andrei Pisani from Ukraine, and also Enzo Pistoni from Italy. So all of you who have sent in a reception report, Carol Nath, Richard Cook, Andrei Pisani, and Enzo Pistoni, all of you will be receiving a QSL card. And thanks very much indeed for all the trouble that you have taken sending us a reception report. And we're just over a week away now, just 9 days away from Christmas. The festive season is almost here. For our Christian listeners, and the weeks leading up to Christmas are always busy and exciting. We'll be back with your many kind emails and letters after this short break.
And there is a great occasion.
Today, the 8th of Rabi Othani on the Islamic lunar calendar is the auspicious birthday anniversary of the 11th successor to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Today is the birth anniversary of Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him. And we here at Arab English Radio wish all our Muslim listeners throughout the world our heartiest congratulations on this auspicious occasion.
Congratulations to all Muslims around the world.
And we start off with your many kind emails and letters.
Okay, Hey Mercia from Philippines has sent a long email. He says, Dear IRIB, my hobby of listening to the international radio started when my family bought a new car. The car radio had a built-in shortwave mode, and this was my first exposure to international radio. What led me to the listening was the idea of QSL cards, because I thought it was cool to receive QSL cards from other countries. Over time, it was the content, the programs that kept me listening to the radio, such as cultural programs, stories, and other stuff that you won't probably read in the books. Most of all, I appreciated your Sunday programs, Listeners Special, in which you read the messages of listeners from all around the world. I love how your hosts try to answer questions raised by their listeners. I wish that I can continue listening to international radio for a longer time. May Allah bless you, and best wishes to all staff at IRIB English Radio. Best regards, Hey Mercia. Many thanks, Hey Mercia, from the Philippines, for your kind letter. We also wish you the best, and we wish that you continue listening to IRIB English Radio for a longer time and enjoy the programs.
Another nice email from one of our listeners in Chile, in South America. It's Hector Frias Joffre.
He's one of our regular listeners.
That's right. And he's emailed us from Chile. It says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I appreciate your efforts in producing informative programs. I'm 62 years old. I'm an engineer in administration, and since 1979, as a hobby, I've been listening to radio from all around the world. My second hobby is fishing," and Hector Frias Joffre says, "My second hobby is fishing, and I usually go fishing to places near my home, at sea or in lakes here in Chile. Regarding listening to radio, I've always liked listening to international radio stations, and among them, my favorite is the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran." Well, thanks very much, Hector, for those kind words. Hector says, "I like your music and the slow and soft way you deliver the news and cultural programs. I listen to it in Chile more in English than in Spanish. In the English section of IRIB, to each report that I send, you reply with a word of thanks from and the promise of a QSL card that makes me feel good and I can talk with you." And Hector says, "You're doing a good job." Well, thanks very much to Hector Frias Joffre from Chile. He doesn't say where he's actually from. I assume it's from Santiago, Chile, but Hector doesn't say which city in Chile he's emailing us from. And Hector Frias Joffre, thanks very much. Thanks for your words of encouragement. And we're glad that you like our programs, our news and other programs. Thanks very much indeed. And keep on listening. Time for a short break. We'll be back in a sec.
Well, Paul Golder from the UK has sent an email. He says, "Here in this email, I would like to give my opinion about the new US sanctions against Iran. I think it will have some effect on Iran's economy, but your country will surely be able to resist them. I don't agree with these kind of measures in putting sanctions on countries, and many people do not understand what they're trying to achieve." Thank you, Paul Golder from the UK. Of course, we are happy that we have such listeners like you that follow the political developments, especially those about Iran. Of course, the illegal US sanctions do not have any effect on Iran's economy. Instead, these sanctions make Iranians stronger, as you said. And surely, Iran is an independent country which resists all these illegal sanctions. Many thanks, Paul Golder, again.
That's right, Paul Golder. Thanks very much for that email. And you're quite right in saying that Iran will certainly overcome the unlawful unilateral U.S. sanctions. These sanctions have never been authorized by the United Nations. They're unilaterally imposed by the United States and they're illegal. And as you said quite rightly, Iran will certainly overcome these sanctions.
And the next?
And we've got a nice email from another one of our listeners in Pakistan. It's Abed Hussein Sajid from Pakistan. Abed Hussein Sajid says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. I'm one of your radio listeners and also I'm a user of your website. I have received two emails from you and thanks very much for your email. for your emails. Today I listened to your program here in Pakistan from 1520 to 1620 UTC. However, your signal was weak, but I could understand your broadcast, and I hope that your signal strength would be improved. Well, thanks very much to Abbot Hussein Sajjad from Pakistan, and we're glad that you're listening to our program. You say that our signal was weak. Pakistan, of course, is a neighboring country not very far away from Iran. We'll see if there's any problem. We'll certainly pass on your comment to our technical department to see if there's any problem and whether it can be sorted out. Thanks very much for that comment from Abbot Hussein Sajjad.
Okay, we will be back after a short break. Okay, Michael Forstner from Austria has sent an email. He says, "Hello, I like to listen to the news from your radio channel. It's interesting to hear a different view of events from different nations and different countries. Please continue with the program like that. Thank you. Best regards." Thank you, Michael Forstner from Austria. And I think it's time for the interview.
That's right. Our interview this week with one of our regular listeners. This week we've interviewed one of our listeners in India. He is Anirudha Pimpalkare. He talks to us about the city where he lives, the city of Pune in India. Let's listen in.
We hope you'll enjoy the interview.
Anirudha Pimpalkare, one of our listeners in India. Thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
Thank you. It's my pleasure entirely.
Anirudha Pimpalkare, you live in Pune in India. First of all, tell us a little bit about the place where you live, the city of Pune in India.
Sure. So Pune is in the western state of Maharashtra in India, and actually it has a great connection with Iran. Believe it or not, all our records, state records from 16th, 17th, 18th century are actually written in Persian. So we share much more in common than you would imagine.
Right. And it's Christmas time now. What is your message for our listeners around the world? Everyone can hear you now. What is your message?
I firstly would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. I think it's really nice to be talking to everyone on this occasion, and I wish for peace and prosperity to everybody in this world.
Right, and we wish you and everyone in India a happy festive season, happy Christmas. Thanks very much indeed for giving us your time.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Anirudha.
Happy New Year to everyone. Okay, bye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/ Pars Today, EN. Many thanks for being with us.